Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. It's that time again, Frank.
I agree.
It's that time again. It's time for what?
You figured I'd learn by now. Have a hint?
It's the same thing every day at 1 o'clock for our show. I'll give you a hint.
That's what I asked for.
Rod. Come on, Frank.
Stick.
It's time for the biggest fan, Frank. Missed it again.
That's the thing.
We're going to get better at this.
We are. We'll figure it out.
Today's biggest fan. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Melanie Arnold in El Cajon. Melanie Arnold in El Cajon. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Melanie Arnold and El Cajon. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You got 10 minutes. Melanie, give us a call. You will qualify. Sounds good. Odyssey spelled with an A, San Diego. In the chat. All right. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. While you're waiting a phone call, we do have a phone call. We're going to talk about Aztecs basketball in a second. Did you see Go Aztecs in the Twitch chat?
What? No, I did not.
He said, Padres, please have breaking news so we don't talk about the Aztecs basketball game last night.
Oh, for goodness sake. I'm not seeing anything.
Well, neither am I. We're going to talk about the Aztecs basketball team. That was not fun last night, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to David in San Diego. David, you're on the Brayden Suprenant Show. What's going on?
Not much, Brayden. I just want to wish you and your Dons good luck today. And want to let you know you guys will have one of the best drivers for your team. I will be driving you guys down to Southwestern College tonight, one of your bus drivers. And I do have a perfect record.
All right. So,
I plan on keeping that up tonight. And like I said, I just want to wish you guys good luck and hopefully be able to meet you and Frankie down there. and watch some good high school football tonight as you guys kick some butt tonight.
Well, I appreciate that, David. Thanks again. We'll see you in a couple hours.
You
How about
ready,
that?
You were ready to lay into David over because you thought he was going to talk about Don's recruiting players.
Here we go. Here we
you
go.
Thought you
Here we
thought,
go. We got, look who just called in.
I see that.
It's Mr. Carlsbad himself. Brandon in Carlsbad wants to weigh in. Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, boys! Good to hear everybody. You know, it's been a minute. Been doing some traveling, riding some dirt bikes, surf, skate, snowboard. You know, that's real Southern California style right there. But we do love sports as well. So let's talk about it. You know, Carlsbad High, class of 96, state champ surf team. Can't say too much about the football team, but everybody has some time. And you know what? Even a blind chicken gets a kernel every once in a while. So let's go, let's earth, baby! But you know what? Hey, respect for Cathedral. Look, dude, people can bump their gums all day. And you and I both know this, Braden, because I coach kids too, and at a private facility. They all recruit at all different levels. But they all do. There's a level of recruitment for all the bigger schools in this county where, dude, yeah, they want the studs. I mean, it is what it is. You guys can all hem and haw. And, hey, I don't know if you guys saw my comment on YouTube. I said the rich kids versus the richer kids. And you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I think it's a great matchup. You know, yeah, I'm pulling for my alumni as I should, but looking forward to it. And it's good to... Hey, Frank, how we been, man? Do you miss me?
Of course I missed you, Brandon. Come on.
Right on, you guys. Well, hey, enjoy the rest of the day. We got some great ball tonight. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. Also, let's go SDFC. Come on, where you at, San Diego fans? Are you just... Kind of San Diego fans or everything San Diego fans? Let's roll. Love you guys. God bless. Let's go, Lancers. Talk soon.
Appreciate it, Brandon. There you go. We got a Don's phone call, and we got a Lancers phone call today. It's great.
It's called Equal Time.
Shout out to David in San Diego, our bus driver tonight. That's awesome. Looking forward to that. So we'll see. He's got a good record going. Hopefully we keep it up for David there. That's added pressure right now. But I will say this. Both teams very good. Both teams going to represent San Diego very well in the state playoffs, and I think both teams have a good chance against San Clemente and Los Alamitos, you know, in the regional finals. And there's a good chance that San Diego's coming home with multiple state championships this year, which is great to see. I mean, the open division in state's going to be whoever wins Division I in the southern section, which I think is Santa Margarita. And I forget who Santa Margarita is playing. But that playoff is hell on earth, how difficult that is to make it through that playoff. They'll play probably De La Salle in the CIF state championship game, and then in the Division I AA, my guess is going to be Los Alamitos / San Clemente versus Carlsbad / Cathedral Catholic, and a winner will probably take on Folsom in the Division I AA championship. And then my guess would be Lincoln or Granite Hills will represent San Diego in the Division I A SoCal championship game, and they'll probably have to play another Southern Section team as well. But I like the chances for the San Diego teams moving forward. We'll talk more about that probably next week when we get all the matchups in place. But tonight is the Open Division championship game. Let's get out to Kevin in Chula Vista. Kevin, what's going on? Welcome to the Braden Soprenet Show.
Well, following up from Brandon, I mean, you know, happy Thanksgiving, Brandon. I truly love when you call in because it's refreshing. It's spiritual, and you just keep on keeping on, brother. And just want to say happy Thanksgiving also to you and Frank, and good luck on football as well. You guys are great. It's been a fun year. We're very thankful to have both of you in the chair. I know it's tough at times, but just all the best to both of you. And I'm going to suspend my San Diego State Aztec basketball talk after that. Whatever that was last night, we're just going to leave it alone and pretend it never happened.
That's probably a good call. And Kevin, a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well. We really appreciate you joining us all the time. And you know what? I mean, you look at, or kind of segue. The thing is with Aztec basketball, they got to flip it fast because they got Oregon tonight. So we're going to talk about this Michigan game, and that's a good segue into our conversation about the game last night. Aztecs suffered one of the worst defeats in program history last night. They got ran out of the building, out of the Michelob Ultra Arena, by number 7, Michigan, in a 94-54 demolition. Demolition. At the Players Era Festival in Las Vegas. The game was competitive for only 4 minutes. San Diego State led 5-0. Then Michigan went on a 17-2 run and never looked back. The Wolverines, armed with one of the top NIL-funded rosters in the country, overwhelmed San Diego State with size, pace, physicality, depth, and shot-making. The 40-point loss is San Diego State's worst loss since 1999 when they lost 86-38 against Utah, a game that helped spark the hiring of Steve Fisher. San Diego State is now 2-4 in its last 6 games going back to last season, the Mountain West Tournament, and the NCAA First Four blowout against North Carolina. A team advertised as one of the best in school history suddenly looks confused, overmatched, and lacking identity. Brian Dutcher is the biggest class act coach I've ever met. I've ever seen. Because what does Brian Dutcher do last night? He takes all responsibility for the game. He is the classiest guy ever. He said last night, when you're bad from the top. And you're bad from the top down. And I'm the top. He said San Diego State must forget the game immediately or risk losing again Tuesday against Oregon, which I agree with. And he's called on his players to drown the noise and rebuild their swagger. That's exactly what San Diego State has to do. But if you look at the numbers, you take a deeper dive in the numbers. Aztecs shooting percentage, 27%. From the field. Michigan shot 50%. You're not going to win a lot of games doing that. Not going to win any games doing that. Points in the paint. Michigan 38 to San Diego State's 12. Rebounds. Michigan out-rebounded San Diego State 49-34. Second chance points. Michigan 22-3 in second half. Or sorry, I say second chance points. 6 Wolverines scored 10-13 points last night. San Diego State's offense was disastrous. Starters had just 21 total points. Starting lineup shot 17% combined from the field. And Magoon Gwath, who finally got to start again for the first time, 7 points, 5 turnovers, no blocks. He's still coming back from the knee, so you got to give him a little bit of time. Your top scorers, Reese Dixon Waters and Miles Byrd, combined 5 points each on 3-for-15 shooting. Your only bright spots last night for the Aztecs, 2 bench players kept San Diego State somewhat afloat. The freshman, Elzie Harrington, continues to show why he's such a highly touted recruit. He had 15 points off the bench. He was 6-for-9 from the field. BJ Davis, a junior, had 11 points from the bench as well. But this is a problem for the tournament. This is a problem for the NCAA tournament. And obviously now for this tournament, you're not going to be in a championship conversation because you lost the first game. But this tournament uses point differential as a tiebreaker for determining the third game matchup. A blowout this large puts San Diego State in danger of finishing in the bottom 4, staying in Vegas through Thursday. And, as Mark Ziegler put out, eating Thanksgiving dinner in a windowless hotel conference room. A loss to Oregon, even by 1 point, likely condemns them to that fate, which is not fun. Here's the bigger picture. Michigan head coach Dusty May said he expected more resistance from San Diego State, praising their program's elite consistency. Aztecs look nothing like the team that reached the 2023 National Championship game. Team looks just jointed, struggling offensively, lacking defensive edge, and searching for chemistry. They got to be able to beat Oregon tonight to try to get out of this. I mean, there were some people in the chat after they lost to Troy that said I was overreacting to the way they played, but they didn't play with their usual defensive self. Their offense continues to be rough, and they're going to have to find a way to try to climb out of this hole because these are the games that you were supposed to build your resume on to make the NCAA tournament so you don't have to win the conference tournament at the end of the season. And right now, you're looking at a situation where you're going to have to win the conference tournament at the end of the season. Unless they can beat Oregon, get paired with another good team, and win that game in this Players Era Festival. And then they're going to have to go out there and beat Arizona, who has a way better resume than Michigan does. I know Michigan spent a lot of money on their roster, $12 million compared to probably the $2.5 million that San Diego State has, which is a gigantic difference in rosters. And I'd give them the benefit of the doubt in that particular sense, but losing to Troy makes it worse. I mean, this is a Michigan team that hasn't been blowing teams out. They beat Wake Forest by a point. They beat TCU by 4 points. TCU's coming out here to take on Florida. You better hope that, you know, TCU might be better than what we initially expected. I mean, as a TCU fan, I thought they're 3-2 right now with losses in New Orleans and Michigan. That Michigan loss looks great right now after seeing what they did to San Diego State. But they got to fix a lot of problems. I mean, I'm surprised. Their KenPom dropped from 29 to 57 last night. This is the second time in the last six games that they have trailed by 40-plus points against major programs. North Carolina in the NCAA tournament last year and Michigan this year. So we'll see what they have up their sleeve. They have the talent to be a lot better than what showed last night. And that's what's baffling about this game. That's all the bad news. The good news is for the Aztecs, they could flip it quick by getting a win over Oregon. And you need that baseball mentality of so what, because there's nothing you can do about that game last night now anymore. But the Aztecs must be, that's a must-win game tonight, Frank, if they want to make the NCAA tournament. As crazy as that sounds, this early in the season, that's what it's looking like right now.
Yeah, no, and that's also part of the problem with these big tournaments and these massive amount of teams is that you're playing teams that most likely are going to be in the NCAA tournament or are fighting for a spot to be in the NCAA tournament, and you're diluting the tournament by knocking some of the teams out this early in the season, which is effectively what it's looking like is going to happen with San Diego State. I mean, you have to take care of business tonight against Oregon. You have to show, if nothing else, you have to show you can at least be competitive. So this way, you're on the fringe of possibly getting a lower seed in the tournament at this point of the season. It's you really have to turn it around in a big way. They were humbled badly last night, and I think a lot of us were as well. Because behind the scenes, I mean, we're sitting here talking and looking at the preseason rankings, saying, how the heck is San Diego State not ranked? How are they not getting in the top 25? It's criminal that they're not ranked. Well, maybe they got it right.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. There's nothing you can say about it now. Aztecs have to try to beat Oregon tonight. And based on what you saw last night, Jake Waters in the chat said they might lose by 20 to Oregon. I mean, if they get blown out by Oregon tonight, have a massive problem on their hands, and they are going to have to win the Mountain West tournament because the Mountain West is not going to be able to get more than one bid because of what they have done so far in the non-conference. It's been awful.
Yeah, if you don't win tonight, it's kiss it goodbye. There is one route in, and the Mountain West Championship is it.
Unless they beat Arizona, who looks a lot better than Michigan does. And it's just kind of disappointing because you're getting a lot of the players that you got back from last year that were good. You got to keep them from leaving in the portal. You added LZ Harrington and a good recruiting class, and you think they would be a lot better than they are right now. That was a tough game to watch last night for the Aztecs. And I saw it before the game. I mean, the Aztec fans were outnumbering Michigan like 3-1. I mean, that's if they stayed the whole time. I mean, that was just an beating. And they didn't even look like they belonged in the same class as Michigan.
Yeah.
But the offense has been awful. The biggest problem for the Aztecs right now, they don't really have a point guard. And they don't have big men that can get rebounds compared to power four teams. Like, they don't have the physicality or the strength inside. And that's been the Aztecs' problem a lot. And the times that they have been able to go on runs, they've had guys that are bigger in the paint that can handle that problem. But right now, they don't have that. And Arizona, coming up on December 20th, might be the number one team in the country by the time the Aztecs play them in Phoenix. Because they've looked really good. So, tough, game last night for San Diego State. We'll talk more about that a little bit. We do want to dive into some other things. We have a couple of segments left, but when we go to break, as we go to break, we do want to put up for grabs those tickets to see Guns N' Roses. If you call in, fifth caller to call in, we'll win a pair of tickets to Guns N' Roses at Snapdragon Stadium on September 2nd, 2026. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. That is our ticket giveaway. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Fifth caller as we go to break to call in. You will win a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Snapdragon Stadium on September 2nd. 2026. This is the Braden Soprenet Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan. Let's get...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
We have a little bit of time, and I want to mention something that we should have mentioned a couple of weeks ago. But I thought Don Norcross did a great job this morning in writing an article about Marshall Letourneau. Marshall Letourneau is Mr. Don. He was the wonderful man that I've been fortunate enough to meet, who had done so many different things for Cathedral Catholic and the University of San Diego High School, a beloved figure of the school community, a 1963 alumni, former lineman and long snapper, booster club leader, Hall of Fame member, known simply to a lot of people as Mr. Don. He was at every single event, games, plays, events for his grandchildren that attended Cathedral Catholic, staple at the school snack bar for decades. He was also tireless handyman and plumber, still working job sites and fixing things for family right up until the day he passed away. We lost Marshall 2 weeks ago, 3 minutes before we kicked off against Mission Hills. In what was a very emotional start to a football game that I've ever had, one that was awful for a lot of us, and obviously even more for his family and his son-in-law and his daughter, the Montali family, who I've been fortunate enough to play for at Cathedral, but then also coach with. And it was rough a couple of Fridays ago. I mean, we had to go into the game without our defensive coordinator, who had just, at the game, lost his father-in-law. And so it's been a lot of emotion this week. And again, if you haven't read the article yet in the Union Tribune, I highly recommend reading it. Because Don Norcross did a really good job honoring a man that is a great community leader in San Diego. And although it's mostly involved in the community that I'm a part of, in the Uni and Cathedral Catholic community, he was a devout listener to our show. I mean, remember the conversation I had, Frank, about the Don shoes I got?
Yes.
And we were talking about, I don't know if I'm going to get him in time.
Yep.
So that night at Helix, I had a lot of people ask me about it, but Marshall came up to me after the game and said, did you get your shoes? Did your shoes come in? And I was like, yeah, I'm wearing them right now. He's like, oh, let me take a look at those things. Those are sharp. I love those. Those are some hella shoes right there. He was a great man. That was, you know, I got to know him over the years. Obviously, he was at every event. He was the guy that would always, he was the popcorn guy at the home games. He worked all the basketball games, football games. He was at every golf tournament. I mean, everything that he could do for his school that he sent his daughter to, that his grandkids went to. And it was a tough day to have to deal with that. And it goes into what that experience was like for our defensive coordinator, John Montali, on that day. And obviously his wife, who is the daughter of Marshall Letourneau, and just a great man that should be honored. And he's going to be, the family's going to be having a public service for him at Cathedral on Saturday at 5:30 to all the alumni that might know Marshall Letourneau or anybody else that knows the Letourneau family. That will be the big one for that on Saturday at 5:30 at Cathedral Catholic High School for the celebration of life. But again, it's going to be a heavy heart tonight for Coach Montali. But I sent you that article, Frank. I mean, it was a really good job by Don Norcross.
Yeah, no, that was an absolutely beautiful article, a beautiful tribute to him, and to have it was an unbelievable article. Teared up reading it, and I could tell from you a couple of weeks ago telling me off air, but you can really tell and feel through the article that is a huge, huge loss for the Cathedral Catholic Don family.
Yeah, and then it's just I've never experienced anything like that before. It was not.
It's been a
fun.
It's been a trying year for you guys.
Yeah,
A couple of interesting losses. You had that basically the same injury that Cam Scatabo had up at your second trip up north, and now this. I mean, this is just, it's been a hell of a year for you guys.
I've had tears roll down my face twice now at games for certain situations. I mean, we had a player get the Tyreek Hill injury before Tyreek Hill got the injury. We had a player get the Scatabo injury before Scatabo got the injury. We've had just a lot of stuff. I mean, it's been a long season, but I wanted to mention just a great man, a loyal listener to our show. He would listen every single day, and every Friday night I'd get the update of the update on the week from Marshall about everything that he would listen to. And it was fun to talk to him about a lot of different things, talk about the Padres and all these other stuff. So, it's tough not to see him there. So I have, you know, I wear my, for everybody that doesn't know, I wear the white belt for Mario Fierro, who was one of my coaches that was murdered. And he used to wear the white belt all the time, and I still wear it. And, my mom goes, when are you going to get rid of that ridiculous white belt? And I said, when I stop coaching.
Yeah.
Is when I will not wear it. So I will always wear that for Mario. And now the shoes, I will think of Marshall. Even though, like, I didn't get the shoes for him. He didn't wear these shoes.
It's just that interaction.
That conversation about my shoes. And so anybody that's going to the game tonight in our group that notices me on the sideline, I'll have the white belt and I will have the red and gold Jordans, Dunks, that look like Ronald McDonald shoes or In-N-Out. It's a bad combo of colors. I got to tell you. I mean, I mean, love...
It's a popular combination of colors, too. So.
I love the Dons, but if it wasn't for...
I mean,
Cathedral gear, I would not be wearing any red and gold ever.
I mean, Ferrari colors are red and gold, so you can look at that.
They got the colors, they picked it, so back in the day when they started uni, it was an all-boys school, they voted on what the colors should be, and they picked the Marines colors, so it is an honorable,
oh, there you go.
Is an honorable color, colors for us to don. I just don't feel like I look good in red or gold, so.
To don.
Yeah, there you go.
I see what you did.
To Don, there we go.
I see what you did there.
833-288-973, 833-288-973. Yeah, as long as we don't have the gold pants. Although I will say, that must have came in after, I'm going to wipe the tears on my face.
I'm skidding, too.
Yeah, the Dons did win a state championship with gold pants when Tyler Gaffney was on the team, so they broke the curse, but ever since then, they haven't had the same. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get back to your phone calls and we'll talk about something that's going on at San Diego State that was in the news. And I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's justified or not for what they're doing with tuition hike at San Diego State. But this, we're going to tell you all the information that you need to know about it to kind of finish up the show and talk Aztecs Oregon when we come back on the Braden Suprenant Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Based on traffic, I would say it's Saturday for a lot of people.
What?
How's your commute to work the last couple days? Horrid?
Why do you gotta jinx it, dude? Like, come
on, man. Your
commute
home is not bad today. And your commute to Southwestern College.
Oh, no, the commute to Southwestern College is
cakewalk.
That's gonna be just people annoying me walking slow in the middle of the sidewalk. But
are you walking there?
I could.
You could walk there?
I'm not going to, but I could.
I was gonna say. Save $3 by walking.
No, I already paid the $3.
Oh, that's true.
But no, I don't know what the deal was getting on to the 125 from the 8 yesterday, but that was uniquely bad yesterday.
We had a team dinner at Coronado yesterday.
That's cool.
The commute down there was not difficult, surprisingly enough. I got to work yesterday, the fastest I've ever gotten to work that's not a weekend or COVID time. And I got to Cathedral from here yesterday faster than I've ever gotten up there. And I wasn't like going fast. And so hopefully that's the case again. I don't know. I feel like most people get this week off now. Seems like it here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Seen anybody walking around besides me, you, and Rob Zilla?
Most people get this week off, huh? Off. O-F-F, off.
Afternoon show's last day of today. The afternoon show has got a Friday today.
That's cool.
We're holding it down tomorrow, man.
We're holding it down tomorrow.
We got a lot to talk about tomorrow. We got Aztecs basketball. Oof.
We got a boatload of guests, as we mentioned. We have
tons of guests. You know, I'm just trying to add more and more and more.
Yeah, we have Tyler Heaps coming on tomorrow. Like I said, we are going to be...
Skyler's on tomorrow. Eddie Brown probably will join us tomorrow.
We are going to be the best postman in the known world tomorrow.
We're not doing the... Have you seen the meme going out right now? A quarterback Neil this week at work?
Yeah.
Run this play three times? Probably not the case. We got great basketball going on in the Players Era Festival, which a lot of people don't like, just because of the atmosphere. I mean, look how many people are at the St. John's Baylor game. I mean, St. John's and Baylor is a great game.
Like I said, guys,
so many empty seats.
If you just bring everybody down, do what AEW used to do. AEW, All Elite Wrestling, never got crowds, and they're on national television. They're on TNT every week. So what they would do is they would bring the crowds that were up top down and move everybody to the side that was being shot by the hard camera to make it look like the building was full, dim the crowd lights, and never show a big picture of wide shot of the arena.
Is that what the Dodgers did in the World Series?
Yes. They couldn't turn the lights on the crowd down.
But they were
basically obvious reasons,
doing that.
But yeah. So to anyone at the Players Festival, just stop doing the big crowd shots.
Viejas Arena used to do that where like only the court was lit, and I stopped doing it. I don't know why they've stopped doing it. They should do that again.
Because now there's people there, probably.
No. Like even when there was good game, like the Forum used to do.
It does also kind of, I mean, if you have a building lit too much, it does kind of distract the viewer a little bit. So it forces your eye to the court and forces you to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, Kansas Syracuse right now in the starting the second half, 34-25 in favor of the Jayhawks.
26.
Iowa State has defeated Creighton 78-60. St. John's is up 8-2 on Baylor right now. We got some great games later on this afternoon. I mean, Tennessee and Houston are going to play. Auburn and Michigan are playing, a couple of ranked teams. San Diego State will play Oregon later tonight. Maryland's got Gonzaga. I mean, there's the event is designed for television, as we know. But the in-person event's kind of just odd. We'll have the Radies Children's Invitational this week at USD. Should be fun. I might go out there Friday to check out the Frogs. And now friend of the show, Jamie Dixon. How about that? It's good stuff. All right, let's talk about this for a second. All right, let's go back and forth on this thing here. You want to lay out for us exactly what's going on? It's funny, it's been in the news, but San Diego State is proposing a new student fee increase, Frank. What are we talking about?
Yeah, so San Diego State, here it is, is facing serious athletic department deficits and limited state funding, is proposing a 45% increase to its mandatory instructionally related activities, IRA fees, which primarily funds athletics. This would raise the annual fee for students from $580 to $840, with 95% of that increase, about $9.7 million per year, going directly to the athletic department. If approved, the student contribution to San Diego State Athletics would rise from $16.3 million to $26 million annually, placing San Diego State among the top 10 public universities nationally in student-subsidized athletic funding.
Yeah, that's not great news. This is like the conversation I have all the time when it comes to everybody that had the argument that these players are getting a raw end of the deal and like all these administrators are making all this money and they're stealing all this money. a lot of athletic departments cannot fund to do the things that they need to do at the D1 level. They can't. And San Diego State right now obviously has a lot of problems. They have a athletic department that projects a $5.3 million deficit for 2024-2025 because the Mountain West has withheld distributions to offset San Diego State's attempted conference exit. The deficit could really be $11.4 million or more. Ticket sales have declined after a 3-9 football season. Snapdragon Stadium Project has a $25.4 million shortfall. And federal financial disclosures show a $29.1 million deficit in 2024. Not to mention, your state funding is shrinking. California faces an $18 billion shortfall next year and possibly $35 billion the following year. Increasing institutional support for athletics is unlikely while academic departments are being cut. Athletics costs are rising. San Diego State argues that it needs stable funding to remain competitive in Division I and attract donors and attention. And that looked like on display last night. I mean, you're talking about San Diego State having to compete with Michigan, who has a $12 million roster, and you're trying to get your alumni not only to pay for your NIL, but also pay for a lot of other things and donations. And now you're going to ask your students to have to pay for all this extra money to just try to keep the athletic department funded and running.
Right. And as this article lays out, there is not going to be a referendum on this. So students are not even going to get to vote on this, which means you're getting the 45% hike.
Yeah, they're gonna charge
it's
you for going, it.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna be part of the tuition deal. Unlike some universities, as Frank mentioned, San Diego State is not using a referendum. Instead, it's using the alternative consultation, which has campus presentations, feedback forms, a committee recommendation, and a final binding decision by the president. Historically, for San Diego State, the only vote on athletic fees was in 2004. Students voted no, but the president raised the fee anyway. Every fee increase since has been used, has used alternative consultation. The current president, Adela De La Torre, will make the final decision after the December 5th committee meeting. Arguments presented for the fee increase. San Diego State claims that without the additional student funding, athletics competitiveness will decline, unstable budgets will jeopardize programs, and the university's national visibility and prestige could diminish. They argue that Division I sports benefit all students by boosting school spirit, enhancing community, improving alumni support, and increasing the value of San Diego State degrees. Students
enhancing community?
Yes.
Have they seen one of their football games?
Yeah, but basketball has a sense of community.
Right, but basketball, everyone knows. Football is the one that makes the money. If you're going to fund a program, it's coming from the football program. Yes, basketball does have an incredible following here, but the moneymaker has no one caring about it.
Well, unfortunately for them, when they were building their new stadium and during COVID, when they couldn't have people in attendance, they had to play in LA for 2 years. And then they had 3 years of bad football in a row. And it's hard to get people in San Diego to care about teams that aren't very good. And they're good now. But again, it's like until they have a pipeline. This is the whole conversation I had for years about how they have to find a way into a power conference. Because the schedule they have, and the teams that come in and whatever, San Diego is tired of minor league teams. They just are. And I don't want to say that in a disrespect to the minor league teams in town. I think people have fun going to those events. I think they do a good job.
A 17th championship for the Sockers is not cutting it anymore.
Yeah, but the reality is, with the people that live here in San Diego, this is just a grip of reality in San Diego. The locals like a lot of teams, but again, a lot of the locals care about the Padres because they're Major League Baseball and San Diego FC, the Major League Soccer. They care about Aztec basketball. Why? Because the Aztecs have a chance to win a national championship in basketball. In football, they do not. They do not have a chance to win a national championship. You look at some of the other D1 programs in town. UCSD made the NCAA tournament. UCSD is getting a good following. Why? They have a chance to win a national championship in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
they're at the level that could do that. In college football, they don't. San Diego State does not have a clean path to the college football playoff. It's a very small chance. If they go undefeated and win their conference, they still have a chance, but it's not a guarantee. It's not an automatic qualifier. So the reality of the situation is a lot of the transplant people, like you don't have enough people in town that want to watch Aztec football. There's a lot of people that are not from here that live here that didn't go to San Diego State, that don't have a tie to San Diego State. And when the program is in a position, and it has no fault of the players or the coaches, in a position to make the college football playoff, even though they're not, you know, it'd be difficult anyway, it's hard to get that kind of support. It's the reason why they have some money issues.
Adam Paul in the chat, we have mentioned that, no, the students do not get to vote on this. This is a decision that's going to be made after the committee meeting next Friday by President De La Torre.
Right.
Yeah, this is not a, we've said it, this is not a student referendum. There will be no vote on this. It is up to President De La Torre after next Friday's committee meeting.
A lot of Aztec, yeah, I do think San Diego State gets hurt too by locals that leave to go to college elsewhere and come back. Because what are kids looking for in colleges now? I mean, the SEC is getting a lot more kids than Ivy League schools. Why is that? Oh, I don't know. Probably because it's fun. It's for the experience. A lot of kids go for the experience now. I'm going to tell you right now, you go to an SEC football game, go to a Big Ten football game, even go to some Big 12 football games as an 18-year-old. And then go to San Diego State and San Jose State and even just West Coast football. And they're like, why would I want to be here? The education's the same everywhere.
Juan Ruiz, you're so...
I hope education.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Exactly.
Some are, to be fair. Some are.
But, I mean, San Diego State's got a lot of... I mean, it's just... It is what it is. With the fee doesn't seem fair, but they're right on the Division I sports benefit. I mean, if San Diego State is not a D1 sports school,
no one's going
to
care.
How many of the alumni are donating money back to the school?
None.
Not a lot. Not a lot. They have to try to stay relevant, and they're going to have to raise the fees to do that because it costs money for these athletic departments to run Division I programs. And as you watch the Aztecs, it's still not enough. I mean, San Diego State raised, I don't know how much money, but it sounds like they got about $2.5 million in their basketball team. They just got ran out of the building by a $12 million team. It's hard. And this is what I was talking about before with the whole, like, Big 12. There was that little dangle of a carrot of the Big 12. And what did J.D. Wicker say? He said, like, we want to be a full share. It's that whole conversation Ben Higgins had about the Players Association, the ownership group, when it comes to the new collective bargaining agreement. Sometimes it's better to have a smaller percentage of a bigger pie than a big percentage of a little pie. And this is the reality that's setting in for San Diego State. And I find it funny, and I'd love to know. And again, they got a lot bigger problems than what I know and what I'm informed on. But based on the information we got, it's like, don't you find it odd that the Pac-12 new great TV deal has no details about how much money every school is getting? Every other contract was talking about, everybody else was bragging about the money they were getting. This like fake Pac-12 thing is going to start turning into a disaster. And now the school has to subsidize the athletic department to try to keep up. And you know what? They're trying their best to try to keep up. This is all the can of worms that get opened up when you decide to get away from the model that you were doing. And everybody gets NIL and there are no rules. Now all of a sudden students got to pay more. Maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Brayton Suprenant Show. Gwen and Chris coming up next. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayton Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.